VentureCast. What are strategic ways you can benefit from a growth mindset? Hi, and welcome to Sales is Easy podcast. This is Alan Meyer, your host. And in this channel, actually, we try to simplify and demystify the sales process and help you with learning the formula to overcome setbacks and make sales easy. I firmly believe when done by skilled professional, sales is easy. But for that, you need to develop your skills, right? So I'm your host, Alan Meyer. I'm a sales expert with over 30 years of sales experience. In the last 15 years, I spent traveling around the world, delivering tons of trainings, especially on the mental toughness, resilience, and growth mindset for salespeople. I was lucky to visit 42 different countries, all six continents, and deliver my trainings to sales experts and sales professionals from over 125 different countries. And in today's podcast, I would really like to cover what are the strategic ways you can personally benefit from a growth mindset in sales. So whether you're a leader in your company, maybe you own your own business, or are just looking to supercharge your personal development, you can definitely use your growth mindset to help you get ahead and accomplish your goals. Being growth-oriented means that you value learning in yourself, and you can parlay this into how you interact with other people, including your customers, including your co-workers, your prospects, and more importantly, how you get results and how well you achieve success. Not your company, you personally. So here are just a few of the ways your growth mindset can truly help you realize your dreams, having a sales career that you deserve. Let's dive in. I have few points here. First one is encourage yourself and others to take risks. What I mean by risk is actually not just risk everything, go to Vegas, put everything on red and hope for the best. But when you're ready to make substantial changes, you could improve your personal efforts by taking significant risks. Innovation and gains are achieved when you really push your boundaries, even in sales, and taking risk yourself and setting the conditions that allow others around you to be willing to take controlled risk, it's an integral part of getting ahead. And actually, if I may add one thing, whether in your business or your personal life, you can lead by example when it comes to learning from your risks and being open to opportunities. I heard actually something from my kids' book, there is no failure, only feedback. And we can learn from kids, but even your children can learn from this behavior, right? If you fail, you try again, right? Next, the strategic way that can help you benefit from a growth mindset is surround yourself with learners. When you're trying to be more growth oriented in your sales career and in your own career in general and in your own life, it is beneficial to have others with this outlook around you. And the more people you work with and spend time with that have growth mindsets, the more you will develop the ability to see possibilities and opportunities in your sales career and, of course, in life. So seek out mentors, friends, co-workers, and people on your business team who are growth-oriented, and you can work together to support each other's efforts to challenge yourself strategically. You will not believe how many emails I'm getting on LinkedIn, and feel free to reach out to me on LinkedIn as well, but people who are looking for not coaches, right, but just mentor. Can you mentor me? Just let's jump on a call, and I'm willing to spend 30 minutes to talk with anybody. And if you want to reach out, feel free to reach out anytime, just to find out what's their mindset, not what are the challenges. Of course, I understand the sales challenges when customers get difficult, how to handle obstacles, how to handle stalling and postponements and negotiation strategies, etc., etc. But how to actually mentor somebody who's not willing to change, who's still in a fixed mindset? It's impossible. And I had guys, I was telling them, and I didn't want to be rude, and that's my Canadian way of saying things. Sorry, but you know, I cannot help you because you don't want to help yourself. And it's all about learning on a daily basis, listening to podcasts like this one, reading books, talking to people, reaching out to people who are maybe step ahead of you, your managers, your colleagues, maybe trainers, maybe coaches, doesn't matter who, and try to talk with them to see how can you keep your growth mindset constantly up. And then and only then you will be encouraged to see more possibilities and more opportunities in your career. Next important point I would like to mention here is this: develop skills outside of your work. So when you adopt a growth mindset, any type of new learning can fuel your passion and spur your personal development. So encouraging yourself and others, if you manage other people, right, to explore new interests and develop different skills outside of their daily work can help you all in the various aspects of your life. So learning new hobbies, exploring new interests, it helps you collaborate with other people, but it also gives you fresh ideas on how to solve problems and keep your brain active and energized. As a leader, the more varied your interests and knowledge are, the more effective you will be. I read a good advice many years ago, when you read something, and I was at that time of my sales career, I was reading lots of books. That was pre-podcast time, so now you know how old I am. And I was reading so many books, and I feel tired. Of course, you feel tired because, you know, just your brain is, you know, just getting tired. So what I did, actually, the advice was read something that's totally from different field. So I started reading fiction, different fiction. Then after that, I start reading something about psychology. And what happens actually, when your brain is tired with business stuff, when you read psychology stuff, psychology books, or when you read a fiction book, your mind starts fresh. It's almost like you hit a reset button. It starts all over again. I feel fresh, energized, like I didn't spend 3 hours before that reading something else. So it just helps you, gives you fresh ideas, but gives you fresh energy as well. Next strategic way is fuel commitment from others. So when you encourage those around you to reach their full potential, they become more invested in helping you succeed as well. So your employees, your team members, even your family will all be more determined to help you realize your goals when they know you're equally committed to assisting them in realizing their own goals. When you value learning and hard work in other people, they will definitely reward you with outstanding performance and also, important part, commitment. So spend some time and fuel commitment and give them support, people who are willing to learn. You'll be surprised how many people are just saying they are willing to learn, but they don't do anything about it. So when you recognize somebody is struggling or starting on a learning curve, right, and learning and keeping their growth mindset, help them. It will get back to you in a positive way. And two more points. Next one is gain insight from outside perspectives. So a growth mindset helps you embrace what you can learn from others, including those with very different perspectives from you. When you're leading an initiative or working to accomplish a goal, those people with differing backgrounds, different experiences, and even viewpoints, an excellent resource. They see things that you cannot and can help you solve problems in innovative ways, but you must be open to learning from them. I was lucky, actually. I had a good friend of mine who was an author, writer, fiction writer, and we actually started talking about different things, and he's bouncing his ideas on me, like how he can actually position his characters in a book this way or that way. And you know what? When you have somebody like that, you get the perspective on how people process information. And I started actually talking with this person, with my friend of mine. I was talking about the customers and the personas I'm meeting. And he was so interested to hear, because he would never ever had a chance in his writing career to meet CEO or CFO of a decent sized company, or some executive who's running the team of, I don't know, 500 million or billion revenue underneath him. And the personas and the personality and ego and everything like that. He was fascinated. But also, when he tried to understand, he gave me actually an outside perspective on things and you know, how to approach the situation with different set of eyes. So try to talk with people who are not so engaged in sales career that you have, somebody who's outside of your circle of sales circle, and try to find out who can be the person who can actually give you good insights because they have this outside perspective. And last but not least, of course, the strategic way you can benefit from a growth mindset is this. Stay on top of your game. When you adopt a growth-oriented way of thinking, and it's so easy, you can just say, I'm gonna never stop learning. I will ABC, always be curious. I know what you're thinking, ABC, always be closing. No, always be curious. Be curious. Adopt a growth-oriented way of thinking. Then you set yourself up to be a continuous learner, someone who will always be curious, who will always be engaged. And when you develop a habit of lifelong learning, you stay fresh in your field. You basically feel the pulse of the industry, right? You're up on the latest advancements and the latest research and latest strategies and ways to handle certain situations. And you value continuing development at home and work. Those who keep learning are more likely to remain successful for more extended periods. And a willingness to learn is the most cited trait people look for in leaders. So the message here is to stay strategic and place yourself always at the ready. Having a growth mindset will never ever steer you wrong. Yes, you heard this correctly. Stay on top of your game. Keep on learning. Keep on educating. Keep on listening to podcasts, different perspectives. You know, there is no silver bullet to selling. That you probably heard that, right? There is no one book that's going to change your world and you forget you don't need anything else. It's a combination. It's like I call this enlarging the circle. Enlarging the circle of your knowledge. So you have a current knowledge and just want to enlarge it. Enlarge it. And you know, you're going to forget something. You're going to hear something that you heard probably 5 years ago, 10 years ago. Doesn't matter. But you constantly challenge this newly acquired knowledge with existing knowledge and compare and see where are you currently, how you can grow and develop it and be even better. I always ask in my sales trainings, do you believe, can you be better in your job? It's a yes, no question, right? On purpose. And when they say, yes, I just wanted to confirm, do you firmly believe you can be better in your job? Yes. And I'm talking about the people who are like 25, 28 years in the sales. So not new guys who just started yesterday. People are willing to learn. And when you adopt this kind of growth-oriented way of thinking, then you set yourself up to be a continuous learner. You'll always be curious. And when you develop this habit of lifelong learning, you stay fresh. You stay fresh in your field. Doesn't matter if you're 30, 40, 50, or 60 years old. It's not about that. It's just you will be recognized as somebody who has willingness to learn, who's flexible, adaptable, and this kind of salespeople I would hire on the spot. So to summarize, what are the strategic ways you can benefit from a growth mindset? Here they are. Encourage yourself and encourage others to take risks. Get out of your comfort zone. Go into performance zone. Then surround yourself with learners, people who are willing to learn, who do this without somebody pushing them to go to training or saying them, you must learn this, you must read that, you must listen to the certain podcast. No, it has to come from within. Then develop skills outside of your work. Right. Think about exploring new interests just to find out, you know, what other fresh ideas you can get. Fuel commitment from others, then gain insight from outside perspectives. And for me, I think this is the most important one. Stay on top of your game. Right. So anyway, if you like this podcast, please subscribe. There are upcoming topics that will probably be of interest to you. In previous podcasts, I was talking about how to learn the art of persuasion, how to implement the growth mindset, and how to build resilience and grit, and what are the signs of poor resilience, and how can you embrace yes, I can attitude to be successful in sales. So there are more stuff like that. Please subscribe and reach out to me on LinkedIn or here, and I will be more than interested to hear your opinion, your thoughts on how to handle certain situations and how you actually stay fresh. How did you benefit from a growth mindset? If you're not sure how to start, also let me know. Ask me, and I'll be more than happy to help you with any input. Anyway, this is Alan Meyer for Sales is Easy podcast. Thank you for listening and happy selling.
Are you passionate about saving the planet for future generations? Do you want to learn how to do it? If yes, then you need to tune in to the Nature Backed podcast. It's a talk show covering the changing world around us, from renewable energy, sustainable agriculture, circular economy, to ESG and social innovation. Don't miss this opportunity to discover how you can join the movement and make a difference. Subscribe to the Nature Backed podcast today on your favorite platform and get ready to be amazed.
Welcome to Ringside with Ray and Prince. My name is Ray Leonard Jr.
Oh, you got this dad?
No, that's just my dad.
My name is Prince Daniels Jr.
Daniels again with a big home.
On this show, we come to humanize
athletes, entertainers, business executives. We're going to see what makes them tick.
Tuesdays, 10 a.m. Pacific time on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll see you there. Peace and power.
Electric acid. Electric acid.